From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Village of Catskill's 19th annual Martin Luther King Jr. March has been postponed indefinitely due to Greene County's elevated COVID-19 infection rate. Catskill's Candlelight March for Peace and Justice follows the same route each year, beginning at the Second Baptist Church, heading down Main Street to the courthouse, and ending at the high school auditorium. The locations hold symbolic meaning for the civil rights movement, and students or community members deliver remarks at each stop. The closing ceremony at the school has drawn more than 200 people in the years past. The event always falls on the Thursday after King's birthday, but this year organizers are hoping to be able to reschedule it for February. Organizer Richard Muggio said, and I quote, "We postponed because of the COVID numbers and we're hoping to do it in February. It's postponed, not canceled. It is our intention to hold it," end quote. At the time the decision was made to postpone, Greene County had reported 318 active cases, with nearly 600 residents quarantined and 29 hospitalized. There have been 56 deaths from the virus to date in the county, with half of those deaths occurring during the first 2 weeks of January. Catskill Schools Superintendent Ron L. Cook said, and I quote, "The district's decision to postpone the annual march was out of an abundance of caution," end quote. He added, and I quote, "If it was unsafe to reinstate hybrid in-person instruction last week, then it would have been inappropriate to assemble people for the march and associated activities," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. The State Department of Environmental Conservation is blocking the use of a popular pesticide for mosquito control upstate and in New York City after it was learned the chemicals containers were made with PFSA's compound. DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos said in a prepared statement, and I quote, "DEC is moving swiftly to quarantine Anvil 10+10 products statewide. In addition, we are launching a comprehensive investigation into the universe and use of products stored in these containers and will take all actions necessary to protect public health and the environment," end quote. Quarantine means the product and the containers cannot be used, removed, sold, or disposed of until DEC gives permission. Clark Mosquito Control makes Anvil 10+10. The company reiterated it is the containers, not the pesticide, that includes PFAS. Clark is also urging people who have the pesticide in plastic containers not to use it. Company spokeswoman Laura McGowan said in an email, and I quote, "Clark has voluntarily ceased all sales and shipments to customers of Anvil 10+10 packaged in plastic containers and is directing its customers not to use Anvil 10+10 packaged in plastic containers. Anvil 10+10 packets in steel totes or lined steel drums may continue to be used as an important tool for public health mosquito control," end quote. PFAS or per or polyfluoroactyl compounds are known as forever chemicals due to their strong molecular bonds. They are associated with illnesses such as thyroid disorders, cancer, and other ailments. They are persistent in the environment, including water sources, and it raises questions about the safety of widely used fluorinated plastic containers. The use of PFAS in nonstick chemicals and firefighting foam is being phased out, and the state recently banned its use in food containers. The substance is turning out to be present everywhere in the environment. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County Comptroller March Gallagher has launched her bid to serve a full four-year term as the county's fiscal watchdog. Gallagher said in a press release, and I quote, "I love my job and the opportunities I have every day to ensure fiscal responsibility and transparency for the people of Ulster County, making Ulster the best place to live, work, and care for a family," end quote. She was elected in November 2019 to complete the term of Elliot Auerbach, who resigned as county comptroller to take a job in the office of state comptroller Thomas DiNapoli. Auerbach's four-year term would have ended on December 31, 2021. To date, no one else has declared their intention to run. A resident of Rosendale, Gallagher is an attorney and a former president and chief executive officer of Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley, a position she left to run for comptroller. She previously served as chief strategy officer for Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress, deputy planning director and director of business services for Ulster County, and chairwoman of the Ulster County Industrial Development Agency. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. New York Republicans Monday, January 18th, urged President Donald Trump not to pardon disgraced former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. Silver, according to the New York Times, is among those being considered for a pardon by the president in his final hours in office. Silver was found guilty on charges related to bribery and fraud. Steve McLaughlin, the Republican Rensselaer County executive, wrote that a Silver pardon would send the wrong message and he should stay in prison. McLaughlin wrote, and I quote, "The very idea of this lowlife who enriched himself while in office is repulsive and sends the message that crime does indeed pay," end quote. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.